As we worship together this morning, let us listen for the word of God, found in the Revelation according to John chapter 7, beginning in the 9th verse. After this, I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white with palm branches in their hands. They cried in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. And he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Hear what the Spirit is saying.
I give thanks for Jonathan Parkhurst, who read our text for us this morning. His brother's name is in the bulletin, and when you've got a twin brother, you want to make sure that they've gotten the right one. So we're so grateful for Jonathan's beautiful reading of our text today, and grateful that both Joshua and Jonathan are part of this beloved community. We heard from our text a vision of a multitude from every nation, all tribes and people and languages gathered around the throne of the Lamb. And as I look out each week upon this gathered body, I give thanks that each and every week, in one form or fashion, we receive a foretaste of that vision. We want you to know that no matter where you've come from this day, no matter where you go at the close of this time of worship, no matter what you believe or doubt, feel or don't feel, no matter whom you love, you are welcome in this beloved community, just as you are, because we are known by God, a God who knows you by name, who loves you, and wants to have an ever closer relationship with you. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Loving God, for the gift of your vision, for the gift of hope, for the gift of this mysterious, wondrous, sign that you revealed to John, we say thank you. Help us now to receive your word for us as we reflect for a few moments upon this beautiful vision and consider what it has to say to us today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. The vision that we have heard from Revelation is a vision of those who remained faithful in the face of persecution. This was written to the early church in the midst of a very trying time. This is a vision of those who have remained faithful and have lived through that time and have come through the great ordeal. Now, in this vision, they live in the light and love and care of the Lamb of God, Jesus. This vision is a reflection, a future fulfillment of what Jesus promises his disciples when he was alive on earth, when he said to them in his Sermon on the Mount that those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake will enter the kingdom of heaven, that kingdom in which the Lamb of God, Jesus, sits upon the throne, and in which there is no more hunger, no more getting burned for carrying the light, no more thirst for righteousness, because the Lamb is also the shepherd, guiding the blessed faithful to springs of the water of life. And as it says so powerfully, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes. Friends, through the ages, there are many that we call saints, official saints and unofficial saints, living and dead. These are folks who persevered through the trials and tribulations of life and who didn't lose their faith, who continued to love and hope, even in the face of challenge, sometimes violence, sometimes outright evil. There were those saints who persevered, those who sat down because they were tired, those who stood up because they were tired, those who spoke out because they were tired, those who acted up because they were tired. Tired of living as second-class citizens, tired of being denied their own humanity because of who they were, tired of having to hide and pretend and be careful and fearful even for their own lives. And some were tired simply of living in a world that not only allowed but systematically and institutionally fed and approved oppression. Some of these saints we could name, the famous ones like Mother Teresa or Sojourner Truth, and perhaps some that are not as well known we could name as well, folks like Sandra Bland or Greg Dell. Thousands of others are known only to God by name. Those we could name have done extraordinary things. We know they've put their very lives on the line for the sake of others, for the sake of justice, for the sake of the gospel. Some have accomplished great feats of thought or ministry that have furthered God's reign of peace and love. Still, other saints, and I imagine many of those who are closest to us, persevered in their faith in different, perhaps more quiet ways. They have hung in there and been willing to do the hard thing for a loved one in the midst of an addiction. Some have sacrificed much of their own lives to care for mentally or physically ill partners or children or parents. Some have delivered meals, visited the sick and lonely, shared words of comfort with those who needed it, offered healing hands and prayers to the suffering, been on call to fix things that needed fixing. Some have suffered debilitating illness and persevered with grace and with good humor. Some saints have persevered with dignity and strength in the midst of poverty, to take care of their families. Some saints have spent their lives in prayer, and some saints have prayerfully and lovingly shared not only their lives, but of their resources, making sacrificial gifts to further God's kingdom of peace and love on earth. In all the forms their lives take, past and present, saints live their hope. They live their faith. They act with courage in the face of prejudice and fear and despair and cynicism and apathy and self-interest, all those things in human life that can threaten to get the better of us. The saints are a testimony to God's presence and grace that allow us to hang in there. In the face of all that would do them harm, the saints of God stand firm in their faith and in their hope that God's future will come to pass. And it's not that they never doubt. It's not that they never struggle. It's that they hang in there and that in the final analysis, they know in whom they have believed. They know from whom they will receive life. They know and act out their faith. That faith that promises that theirs is the kingdom of heaven. On this day, we give thanks for the saints who have gone before, and those whose example and courage and love inspire and challenge us. We give thanks for the saints of God we have been blessed to know, and whom we see no more. For all the ways that those beloved ones continue to walk with us and challenge us and nurture and give us strength. We give thanks for those around the world who stand as living testimonies to the goodness of God, whose witness gives us courage and inspiration to stand firm in faith and hope and love. But friends, we would miss the point today if we think that this celebration is only about extraordinary other people. The witness of the saints calls to us and shows us that we, like them, they were after all just people. We are called and able to follow in their footsteps, to live our faith in concrete acts of love and hope. We are all called to be living testimonies to God, to the God who loves us so much that even we are called children of God, sisters and brothers of Jesus, who came into the world as the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. In the face of the trials and the struggles of this world, you and I are called to be a living testimony to the hope that we have been given as a gift in Jesus Christ. The promise is that as you stand firm in faith and in hope and in love, you'll be in very good company.